Today's show is brought to you by Bogart Extractors, an industry leader in hydrocarbon extraction. Over the last decade, Bogart has implemented many new technologies which have helped to revolutionize the way hydrocarbon extractions are performed. Each unit is made with sanitary stainless steel and is built and tested right here in the USA. Their certified system for use in licensed facility meet all NFPA and ASME standards and undergo peer reviewed by third-party engineers to ensure facilities and its employees can operate safely. Beyond simply making a functional extractor, Bogart has many additional features which make extraction faster and more cost-effective compared to other manufacturers. These features include hydrocarbon failing films to supercharge evaporation rates, heavy-duty explosion-proof pumps for flammable liquids and vapors, industrial chillers capable of maintaining large tanks of solvent at temperatures below 60 Celsius. They also offer extensive tech support and consultation services. So whether you need to set up an extraction lab from scratch or you just need some replacement gaskets, give them a call at 855-553-3887 or check out their website at www.bogart.com.
Welcome to The Hemp Show, the show that gives you access to the world of wholesale hemp, from raw materials to finished goods and everything in between. I'm your host, Mark Rastelli. Hello and welcome to the June 8th Hemp Show powered by CanTrade. My name is Mark Rastelli. I'm the CEO of CanTrade and the host of The Hemp Show. Joining us next on The Hemp Show is Adrian Garcia, the co-founder and chief operator at Garcia Brothers Organics. Garcia Bros Organics is a certified organic hemp processing company located in West Texas. When the 2018 Farm Bill was signed, allowing for the cultivation of hemp, Adrian turned his sights toward becoming one of the first organic farmers to grow hemp in Texas. He built a couple of greenhouses, sourced some reliable CBD genetics, and went through the USDA's rigorous organic certification process and started growing hemp. He and his team wanted to see the carefully grown hemp maintain its organic status from harvest to customer. So they put their heads together and formed Garcia Bros Organics. Thank you for joining us today, Adrian, and welcome to The Hemp Show.
Thank you for having me. Can you hear me all right?
Yeah. Now it's working. Okay. Oh, you got a bunch of great products.
I'm doing it farmer's market style.
This is killer. I love it. So to kick things off, I want to know about Garcia Bros Organics, you know, where you got started, how you got into the space. You know, you mentioned in the bio, the 2018 Farm Bill was passed and you dove into that. So wherever you'd like to take it away, just dive into it.
Okay. Well, probably like half of everyone in this industry, I never once for a second thought I'd be in the cannabis industry. I was farming cotton in 2016 through 2019. And it was about the end of the season in 2019 that I learned that President Trump signed the 2018 Farm Bill to cultivate hemp for farmers. And I just saw it as a potential new opportunity for farmers. It was the first time Texas is going to be able to grow. And I wanted to be one of the first ones to grow. And I already knew, because I had been farming cotton for, certified organically through the Texas Department of Agriculture and the USDA. And I knew immediately because of the beneficial effects farming organically had on the land and when it comes to people, there were no chemical pesticides or herbicides used, and it was just better for the environment all around. So 2019, I started really diving into research. What exactly am I growing? I've only, seen it or smelt it a few times, the cannabis, growing up and in college. And then fast forward a year and a half later, we have Garcia Bros Organics is one of the best top shelf flower grown in Texas. I've got a couple of awards to prove it. And we can talk about those later. But as far as Garcia Bros Organics, it's myself, my twin brother, Andrew, and which you might notice I accidentally grabbed his shirt. This is my twin brother, Andrew's shirt.
I was going to say, you got your twin brothers and your name's Andrew as well?
Crazy. No, I grabbed the wrong shirt, but I think, we look the same, so it might as well be him. And then David, my younger brother, we farmed Garcia Bros Organics to take what I grew on the farm all the way down to a consumer level and prepackaged flour, pre-rolls, and other products.
Very cool. So that was going to be one of my first questions, which was, which you basically already mentioned, but Garcia Bros Organics, I just assumed that there was some brothers involved. So it's you and your twin brother and your younger brother. You know, what's that like working with the family, especially with a new business coming into a new industry?
Well, it has its ups and downs, but, you know, you can do stuff to your brothers like you really can't do with other your friends. You know, you can,
right, like you can punch them, right?
You can punch them.
I'm the youngest of three, so I mean, I got beat up.
You know, it's just a safer. You're a lot safer, but no, it's tough though. You know, whether you're going into business with your brother, your family, or your friends, or you know, you just everyone kind of has the goal to strive to be the top, and everyone's, you know, we have our strengths and our weaknesses. Like one of my brothers, he's a natural salesman. So like he does well on the retail consumer end, you know, talking about our product. I'm the farmer, I'm the beekeeper. Like I grow the stuff. And then my twin brother, he's very organized and he helps keep our day-to-day functions, operations, on point. So as long as we stay in our lanes, you know, I think we have a leg up on other companies just because we already know how the other person interacts and we know how to, like I said, we know how to keep each other in their lane so that we continue to stay on point on task.
Right.
So it's fun.
It's good. It's good that you guys have a different skill set, right? So you can kind of spread out and benefit. Because if your skill sets overlap, then you would all be doing the same thing. And I'm sure you guys would be getting in a lot of fights over that. I actually didn't reckon you mentioned beekeeping. I didn't recognize that your logo is the half bee, half cannabis leaf. That's awesome.
That's right. Yeah, that's the whole basis for the logo. One of our most popular products is, and we've won an award on, is our CBD infused honey. It's full spectrum. It comes from my beehives, and it's this product. It's 500 milligrams rosin pressed CBD mixed into our honey from last year's beekeeping season. So all the bees are on my farm, certified organic farmland. They're very happy bees because they've got all the cotton blossoms, all the pure, you know, untampered with crop flowers you can find. So they made about 60 pounds of honey last year. And then this year, we're going to hope to double or even triple that. But I'm the beekeeper as well. And I think the logo just pops. It's perfect for our company.
The O Cannabis Conference and Expo returns to Toronto June 1st through the 3rd, and there are still good booth locations available. This exciting event is free for cannabis retailers and will feature Tommy Chung receiving a Lifetime Achievement Award at the O Cannabis Industry Awards. For more information about exhibiting or to register to attend, go to ocannabis.com. That's OCANNABIZ.com.
Yeah, it looks great. It's got the half and half, and I've always been a fan of just CBD honey in general, and honey straight from a beehive, right? Honey straight from the farm. You can't.
It doesn't get any better.
Right. Stick your fingers right in. Take a lick. Ooh, so good. Yes. So a few things I want to chat about here: the certified organic process. You know, I'd love to talk to you about what that looked like, how hard that was to get, and ultimately, because that's a very integral part of your business. I mean, not a lot of people go through and jump through those hoops to end with a certified organic product at the end.
Right. Yeah, that is imp- probably the most difficult part of starting an organic, certified organic hemp farm is the paperwork. It's about 40 pages worth of paperwork, a lot of critical thinking. You definitely don't want to smoke before you start filling out the paperwork. But no, it's a lot of, but luckily for the last 3 years, I had been doing it for my cotton and my wheat. So it was something I'm used to. And as a matter of fact, the Texas Department of Agriculture, when I spoke with the auditors and inspectors last year, I was the only one certified organic in a greenhouse out of the entire state of Texas growers. I was the only one certified organic in a greenhouse that was certified by the Texas Department of Agriculture. There were a handful of other certified organic farmers, but they grew for the grain and the biomass. And so it's been definitely a challenging process. And I mean, the paperwork, I don't know if you've ever seen it, but it's a book. It's a huge book. The state comes and audits your farm, your grow, everything.
And I'm guessing it not only between getting the paperwork done and dealing with the headache of that, but I'm guessing it also costs a pretty penny too.
It does. But in the end, you know, like you have to do what's best, like for the environment. Like my father-in-law is a very big steward of the, you know, good conservation-minded steward of the land. He taught me, you know, everything that goes in the ground, everything you spray on the ground eventually comes right back to you in one way or another, into your body, into the micro ecosystems in the soil. So it's important to be clean whenever you're growing a crop that is going to be ingested. It's going to be smoked. It's going to be eaten. Like you're going to rub it on your body in the form of like a salve. You're going to, you know, it's going to be on you. So you have to grow clean. And that's just a part of, I think, why we're successful, is because a lot of people are starting to come to that, you know, general consensus that we really need to see how our growers are doing this stuff, because we don't know what they sprayed on their plants. You know, like they had a aphid problem. Well, you spray all these pesticides on it and you're going to end up smoking them down the line. So
yeah,
cannabis. A lot of people, especially at our farmers markets, like the ladies, they say, "Oh, I love that you're certified organic. You know, we can trust your product. We know you did the paperwork, you know." So that USDA organic seal of approval is on our product. I don't know if you can see it.
Yeah, I can kind of see it over there on the left, on the right side of the
product. Yeah. So anyway, I think that's what sets us apart from the majority of the CBD, you know, crowd, the growers, yeah, is that we're certified organic.
Right. And that's a huge differentiator. I mean, you mentioned it, someone spraying for aphids, the cannabis plant as a whole is a bioaccumulator. So it's going to suck up all those nasty chemicals. And then one way or another, you're going to be smoking them or ingesting them. And I mean, this is a rabbit hole we could go down, but I've always felt as if the organic certification process is backwards, as in everything should be organic and you should have to be certified to not be organic, as in,
right,
if you want to use pesticides, you need to get a seal of approval and jump through all these hoops, but everybody else should be certified organic. But we've only got a little over a minute left here. I know we didn't dive into too much into the products, so I want to talk about the products before we jump off here.
Okay, real quick, we sell prepackaged flour. We sell quarters, we sell eighths. Everything comes with a QR code that scans directly to our certificate of analysis. Like I said, we had our honey product. It's a 2 ounce jar, 500 milligram, and a 250 milligram container. We have the typical merch hats. Hey,
I like those hats. I like those. Is that a beehive? I can't see the white one. It's just not showing up well. Is that a beehive, like a honeycomb texture?
It is.
Oh yeah, those are sick. I'm gonna have to get one of those from you.
Yes, send me an email, man. We got everyone that orders gets a bumper sticker. It has our email address on it. And so you can contact us. And then we have pre-rolls. The pre-rolls come in Sama tubing. It's another environmentally friendly tube packaging.
Excellent.
They're 1 gram, 1 gram king size rolls. And then we have our Keith in 1 gram packaging.
Nice, nice. So mostly smokable goods. Anything else in the mix there?
Yes. Glad you asked. So we have a tincture, 1100 milligram CBD tincture, and then we're still finalizing the label, but we're going to have an athletic muscle rub coming up probably, hopefully it's going to be released by the end of the month, I believe. And,
nice. Have you been working with formulators on that?
Yes.
If you need any help, we've got some great businesses within the Can Trade Hemp Show Network that we can introduce you to if you need any assistance.
Sure. Well, our berry blossom, we grew berry blossom, cherry wine, and a box hybrid strain. And our berry blossom, which has been one of our top sellers, has won 2 People's Choice Awards. One from the Taste of Texas Hemp Cup that was last December. And then the other award, People's Choice, was this really fancy Ooh. Bling ring.
I like that. I want one of those. That's legit.
Yeah, man. it's like That's a Super cool. Bowl ring. But berry blossom, it's a lot of people say the taste, it goes down real smooth, and it's just the perfect flavor. It's floral, fruity flavor.
Cool. Well, I think we got to end it on the cherry blossom. So if you're interested in connecting with Adrian and Garcia Bros Organics, please add them to your network on CanTrade. You can also place orders and ask questions directly from the Garcia Bros Organics store posted in the webinar chat, also in the CanTrade feed and in the podcast and YouTube show notes. Once again, thank you for joining us today, Adrian. Andrew.
Thank you for having me. Andrew.
I know. I'm just messing with you.
Thanks for listening to today's show. To check out more great cannabis podcasts, go to podconnects.com. Here's a preview of one of our other shows.
Cannabis Health Radio is a podcast about stories from people around the world who have used cannabis to deal with serious ailments, many of them life-threatening. My name is Ian Jessup. My co-host Corey Yelland is no stranger to the devastating emotional impact faced by so many people receiving a death sentence diagnosis from a doctor. Told she only had months to live with anal canal cancer, Corey researched and immediately began using cannabis oil to eliminate her cancer and has been cancer-free for more than a decade. She told herself that if it worked, she would spend the rest of her life helping others, which she does tirelessly every day. When you listen to our podcast, you'll hear many stories like Corey's, along with others who have used cannabis oil for many more ailments besides cancer, such as chronic pain, PTSD, MS, and many, many more. As one of our guests said, "Your podcast gave me the confidence to save my own life." We regularly get messages from listeners who have heard our podcast and use cannabis to solve a serious health issue of their own or that of a loved one. We hope you listen to these stories and be as inspired and moved as we are with each and every episode.